When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wolverine and X-Factor creative teams announced. April's best-selling comics revealed. Last Kids on Earth to become a graphic novel. This is Comic Book Club News for May 9, 2024. As promised earlier this week, Marvel has announced the creative teams and plots for their upcoming X-Men books, X-Factor and Wolverine. X-Factor will be written by Mark Russell, with art by Bob Quinn, and star Angel, Havoc, Pyro, Frenzy, Feral, and more. The book will go back to the original concept of the title, a government-sanctioned team of celebrity mutants hunting down other mutant teams that have seemingly gone rogue, not to be confused with the character Rogue, though probably they'll hunt her down too. X-Factor number 1 will be in stores on August 14. Wolverine, meanwhile, will find the character going feral again in the woods while Nightcrawler tries to talk him back from the edge. It will come from writer Saladin Ahmed with artist Martin Kokolo. Wolverine number 1 will be in stores on September 11. You can probably expect more X-Men news throughout the next few weeks because it can't stop, won't stop. The April single-issue sales charts are in via ICV2, and Marvel's Ultimate line continues to dominate. Ultimate Spider-Man number 4 and Ultimate X-Men number 2 were number 1 and 2, respectively, on both the units sold and dollars earned lists. And in fact, Marvel held 16 of the top 20 slots on units sold, including both the regular and red band editions of Bloodhunt ranking. Over at Skybound and Image Comics, Transformers hit number 3, Cobra Commander at number 12, Space Ghost from Dynamite at number 13, and Skybound's Creature from the Black Lagoon at number 16. The sour note here is that no DC comic cracked the top 20, with the kickoff of the House of Brainiac crossover in Action Comics ranking highest at 21. Only 9 DC books in total ranked in the top 50 on units sold, and only 10 on dollars earned. Otherwise, there were no real surprises this month. IDW's TMNT number 150, the final issue of the series, sold well on both charts. And on dollars earned, Distillery's Spectrograph did well thanks to an $8.99 price tag, selling out at the distributor level, while the rebooted Penthouse Comics continues to be a stealth hit, albeit with a $9.99 price tag. With DC's Absolute Power event rapidly approaching, here's hoping the publisher can turn things around soon. Max Brallier's hit series The Last Kids on Earth, which spawned a graphic novel series The Last Comics on Earth, is completing the circle by getting adapted into a graphic novel. The upcoming book will be written by Brallier, with art by Brian Cirillo. Said Brallier via press release, quote, "Adapting the original Last Kids on Earth books as a full-color graphic novel with Brian Cirillo's art delivers a vastly different reading experience, bringing the story and world to life in big, eye-popping ways. My hope is that the graphic novel will surprise and excite existing Last Kids fans while also bringing in a new audience that will then be eager to seek out the original." The new adaptation will hit stores on November 5, 2024. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And big news! This podcast is getting adapted into a podcast. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.